Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. We'll listen to 18th century composers on this program. We'll hear a cembalo concerto of Anna Amalia, Duchess of Saxe-Weimar, harpsichord music of Cecilia Maria Barthelemon and Elisabetta de Gambarini, and a trio sonata of Elizabeth Claude Jacquet de la Guerre. Let's begin with Anna Amalia, Duchess of Saxe-Weimar. She lived from 1739 to 1807. She was the daughter of a duke and the niece of Friedrich the Great. As a child, she and her siblings were given a thorough education. Evidently, Anna Amalia never enjoyed a close relationship with her parents and felt herself neglected in favor of her brothers and sisters. In music, however, she was very capable and in this way akin to her famous Uncle Friedrich. At the age of 16, Anna married the 18-year-old Duke Ernst August Konstantin of Saxe-Weimar. They had two sons, but the duke died before the birth of the second. Hardly 19 years of age, Anna Amalia found herself guardian of her sons and regent at the helm of a state still quite strange to her. For 17 years, until her son Karl August ascended to the throne, Anna Amalia acted as regent. She continued to take lessons in composition and keyboard playing from the leading musician in Weimar at that time, Ernst Wilhelm Wolff, and gathered round her a group of scholars, poets, and musicians, which became known as the Court of the Muses. Goethe became part of this group. He supplied her with the libretto for her Singspiel, and she set other works of his to music. Her son, the Duke, became his protector. Anna played a significant part in bringing together the poetry of Weimar classicism and the music of the time. Weimar became the scene of the premiere of J.A. Hiller's most famous Singspiel, and the first German opera took place there under her stewardship. During a two-year visit to Italy, she collected about 2,000 volumes of literature and art, which are now housed in the Zentralbibliothek in Weimar. Anna Amalia harbored no aspirations to be more than an amateur composer. Her legacy lies more in the influence of her artistic convictions on German intellectual life at the period of its flowering in Weimar. Nevertheless, the piece we're about to hear is certainly well-crafted and attractive. It's the concerto for 12 instruments in cembalo obbligato. Rosario Marciano is the pianist, with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Kurt Rupf. Thank you.